Shear down by the Rosh Hashiva continued Chav Zayin Adar Yitav Shem Mem Dahad, March 1st, 1984 on Thursday continued.
Also in the case of Timei Satoya means one thing, and the kings of Tirasatomi and somebody else. So that's the kasha of the Rambam, the thesis chapter. Kedusha. Tiras Atome. Masha also, Mishano Beis. Macho, Tiras Atome, Yechep Shalom Abe. Masha also, Shimeya Shimkome, Yechep Shashiye Toya. Vishvino, Vishvino Shetia Bitoyas. Vino, Koi, Bon, Mishano Beis, Yechep Mahasre, Vav, Mikonim Nikore. Vei, Yechim, Nikam, Dine. Lav, Dine, Vihoto, Yomit, Nikamot. Nikir, Zukeitzel, Vimayre, Vishvino, Vabayi, Sikareis. Vokas, Vino, Hash. Kamon, Vav. Gemara only the Maskonis says Kishiyavon. The more Maskonis says Kishiyav Nadai. But in the Havamine, the Gemara assumes that it's Kishiyavon Odom, Odin. Who come on, Machachin and Shiyavon Hoch, which is not in Shalom Beis, which is from the Hebs. Who Masha also Victone, no she also Mikir Hadi. I love her comma. He Masha also, she really absent, she Epshal Arzira in Shalom Beis. Alright. Then he said, so his Madaram is massive and impressive, and it is very strange. So then he mentions Harab Gavitz, Psha, in the Ramek is with Harab Gavitz. Till it's Harab Gavitz out, he's going to Pash. The Tia Atomi Masha also, she will be the Tia of the Satomi, and the Sitter, the Habodra, who are the Gimme, that will show the moment. וכשנבואו יחקים שטור בשביל הדעס של יתומי, הרינו כדרס הדין וזיג הזכאיו, שאף על פי שנעדים אלו נשאלים, כאילו שזה כל דיני זוכר, ולהיות בבינו נשאלים ולידוח מזה. So he says, what that is? The tear is atomic, which also means that he doesn't have to pay. Even though it was made a mistake, in other words, just as we say in the case, Oshkini is a Torah, even though it was bound with mistake. But that is Mechayibin. So here, in the case of Tiras Atomi, even though it was bound with mistake, so is Potter. He is exempt from liability. Because the Psar Din, not just the Gmar Din, establishes a field and establishes a Torah. The Yoraz Din, here is not a question of before the Yom HaMelech, it's a question of Yisrael. So the Yoraz Din by the Chochem is Machriya Baloch, is Machriya that he is part of pain. Oh, so one could say that he can still eat it, and he can still eat it, let's say, it's Trumo, and Tiras Atomei, even though he realized that I'll be in its stomach, so the king is allowed to eat it. He says, no, that not. It doesn't go so. Sha'av al pi, Here, Harav Gadol and Aram, they say that Masha also, in the case of Tiras Atomi, has the same meaning as Masha also has in the case of Tiras Atomi. Just as Tiras Atomi, so it means, even though on an ideal level it's Torea, but since the Dayan passed that it's Tomei, it's Osea, it's Trei, it's Osea, so it remains Osea, so here too. So, by Tiras Atomi, even though on an ideal level it's also an stomach, but since the dying past it is futa, it's toya, so the mitzvah is part of pain. It is part of pain because the psalm didn't part of it. But that doesn't mean that one is allowed to eat it. Let's say it's a care, it's tumor, and it's Tiras Atomi, that we cannot have it, would be allowed. Because since we find out now that there was a mistake, so we cannot do something with his us. But as far as the chiyuv or non-chiyuv by the Odomo is concerned, so we say that the Psar Din, that its toil is valid in respect to the field of Mechalim. It's not valid, we can have it for him to eat it, because they realize now that there is a mistake. He has to understand what is the crap of them. And that's the Pshat of Moshe Sheni, because this is Pshat is very difficult, very strange. What's the Pshat? Now, I want to mention, and the Lozal says, if somebody eats hay in the mazik, now, there is no dishonesty. He cannot bring his home. But still, if he write down in his diary, in his notebook, I ate hay. So, if this amigdash should be rebuilt, if and when, if this amigdash is rebuilt in his time, so maybe the best and then the task that he has to be involved. But what is he? So Reza doesn't have reference to a case where we need an abundance of hay. Of course he has to write that, yes or no? That fish is not made any for that, according to Holy Mishi of it. So it's very likely that the Mashiach can come any day. So maybe yes or no, if you want that right down, you'll forget. So the finish by Reza Rosa is, even if he ate a relatively small quantity, that according to the so what do you do? Maya Musha, in name of how you call Makazai spoken, does it mean that suppose now what is a Kazai? Kazai is hot page. Suppose he ate Hele, author of the not happy Beta, so he's not highly called. So what tells him, even if he ate a fourth of the dates or a small piece of paper, he still has to mark it down. I ate, and this is his day. I ate, he shaved 1/4 of the dates of paper. Why? Because of the Samidio, she's rebuilt. It's very likely the Samidio should be rebuilt soon. And then the best in that time will pass him. Now we say, exactly the best means that if it's less than happy dates of, he's not high, but maybe the best in there would say, in the 400 days of his life, so merely he has to mark it down. So, why is the Kashi got Tanya? I should say, Senevich Bobo, the Oshay, I showed you the Osin in the form of the Gosset, we showed you the Osin in the form of the Gosset. So, even if the best, let's say, after your later, that will arise and when the Samuel is rebuilt, so we'll say, if you eat the fourth of the dates of, he has priority, but since he ate it at a time when the view of Besdin was that only if you eat heavy dates of Chayyot, so really, even if he had been told before he ate it, don't eat it, so he would say, because you'll be higher chorus for Chayyot, so he would say, no, I'm not going to be higher chorus for Chayyot, because it's less than the Beitza. So he's very showing the Yossi. So you do the best of Chodosh, the new best, the future best will pass, that you're higher than a Kazayis Kroki, he still won't have to bring a Kroki. So why does he have to put it down in his diary? Elo do in the Chayi Kroki Madiki Kazayis Kroki. In other words, because suppose he heavy days of hell. So according to the view of the Dresden today, contemporary day, is high. But maybe the Dresden, when the Shia will come, will say no, he's only higher if he eats, and I is not, if he eats 3 proper days. So maybe he has to put it down in his life. Oh, so the Mora says, that the Mora says the other thing. But if he ate thought of gates of heaven. What is best, the future best, says requires only thought of gates of. So it's not higher because it's not showing the other. So the verse are in Anime. But Nishida is not going to be yours. It's a very important thing that Nishida should have it. Because this Shabbos, none of us know. So that I only start in Yumet, this Shabbos. And to learn Yumet without the Guru Sahib is impossible. Even if you want to learn it, like a Yumet everyone, just doing Rashi, alright, you can learn all Shabbos in 7 years. Because to really learn Yumet without, in depth, without the Guru Sahib is impossible. And not for me, myself, it's impossible. So that's it there. I had it, I lost it, I don't know where it is. Anyway, it's the Guru Sahib and Yumet and Marcus. And the Shabbos is it. So the Guru Sahib and Yumet raises the question that this Gemara seems to be in conflict with the Gemara. With the Gemara in here. A billion dollars in years. The more mentions in Achleikis, it's in Zagreb. He will best in Shachir, because my good past me, the Chilev is me. In this Chalev way, Chilev, Bishun. And then one person didn't see the Chilev with Avoni on the basis of the royal best in the Chilev. But, maybe say he got a certain type of Bishun. And then it turned out to be Chilev. The question is, now, if, let's say, there's not going to pass this very meter, and then the Reba Tzibo, and then the Reba Tzibo, let's say, is also here, so then the best not going to bring to Paha and Lashal Tzibo. And let's say, if Yochel just relies on the Tzad by best, so it's Chilek, so there's one among them who says, Yochel just relies best, and it's further. Especially, how about this case? Well, the Yochid did not rely on the Pesach. The Yochid was Shuvah. So, is it higher to bring a poem or is not higher to bring a poem? So, Rav says, Rabbi Makot, Rabbi Yechon Machai, Melisvei, Mamor, Tlasei, So, Rabbi Mimer, Rabbi Shimon, Melisvei, Melisvei, Shimon, Aleim, Rashi, Sassanem, Lishgob, Roshi, Oy Heida, Hashem miyosim in pomos v'gosem, Moishem miyosim in pomos v'gosem, v'nise o ishob miyosim, yu, amara, go back, so go be again, kim the finishyad o yu, yu, had the lu, yu, namo o da be, shom miyosim tkin the bilchay, so yu, 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 how do the bilchay say that this chay in pom, but there is a lot he has to be shom miyosim, in other words, if the nature of the Torah is of such character that had he been reminded of his mistake, he would have refrained from it. But in this case, that was a mistake. He thought it was wrong. And actually, it was him. Suppose someone, an observer, had reminded him, listen, mister, you know, you are eating chilek. So he wouldn't have refrained from it yet. He would have eaten it anyway. Because he would have told him, so what if it's chilek? Don't you know the most recent decision by Beis Nagoro? That chilek is mutar. It's wonderful. You can eat chilek itself. So even if he had been reminded of his mistake, so he still wouldn't have refrained from eating it. So then there shouldn't be anything wrong. So why would we have to say this time? So you know you did us in the past. But suppose he had been reminded of his mistake with his soul, and he had been reminded with Beis Nagoro himself, in Chilas freedom, living in the state, then he would have refrained from the year. Some of the ladies considered Chomim Yosef. So yes, so here too, why would the Gemara say that if the future person is Mechayim and Kadai Skot, then he wouldn't have to bring Korban, but he still would have to bring Korban. Because so the future person the future Benson, if the original Benson had known of the mistake, and that the future Benson would revert the judgment, so they would have passed me, because I spoke with also high, also involves a few thoughts, and so on, and malachis. So Mele, it should be considered Shabbos. There's a gross discussion. So the Shabbos says, there's a difference between the Northern Unit of Faith and the Northern Hades of Faith. The Northern Hades of Faith is reference to the case where the same person that was Matachele reverses his judgment. The Northern Unit of Faith has referenced the case where a future person, another person, reverses the judgment of a heretofore person. So now the Shabbos says, if the same person realizes his mistake, so then the Hazorah by the same person notifies the original decision in Afrei. But if the future person notifies the original decision by a previous person, it's only in Kamaha. That's what the Gross is. Now, what if the Gross mean? That when a future person reverses the decision of the past person, so then it's only Kamahava. But until the time when the future person renders its new judgment, so then it Ritaloch is the way the past person passed it. So why does we not have to resort? Because of Fushot Yosei, the Lord should say, is not highly common because the law of the Torah until the future based passing that Yahya has eyes cotton, so until that moment the law works that you're not highly as eyes cotton. So you don't have to resort to Shabbat Yosei because there was no mice available of Kazai Israel. And the more you resort to the law of Shabbat Yosei. So the answer is what Shabbat means. There is a time in the decisions. Now, the law is, Yushik Tamo can be notified. The Tamo says in the written text, the sentence of Yushik says, she notifies the marriage, so it becomes, this is known. So it becomes new and new. And that's Ikar Mafreya. In other words, once the Tamo enrolls her marriage, so then she's allowed to marry the cravings of the former husband. And he's allowed to marry the cravings of this wife because it's not fair. Still, the Rambam says, now suppose Tamo married Halbimimo, and then, so he gave him Zeras. Then, 5 years later, she enrolled the marriage. So then he comes to Beth and says, I supported her for 5 years. Now it was no. So maybe I went back to his anus. Because he said, you can't get back to his anus. So I'm saying, you know, Zikal Mafreya doesn't mean Zikal Mafreya. It becomes null and void. It means that in respect to all the things that you mean, it is an affair. But in respect to the person, it's not there. So there is such a concept. So there are two kinds of an affair. There is an affair when it becomes null and void, as if nothing had taken place. And there is an affair in relationship, in connection with all future obligations, but not in respect to the Mafreya obligations. So when the Mafreya says that when a future person, another person, reverses the judgment of the past person, so it's Kalahaba judgment in Kalahaba Mafreya. It's also Mafreya, but it's a Mafreya in respect to all the future obligations, but in respect to the past obligations, so it's not a Mafreya. So this is exercises. If the same there is the universal judgment, then it has retroactive effect. The original decision is null and void as if it hadn't taken place. But if another person, so it has the effect of reversing it in respect to all future obligations, but not in respect to the past obligation. So that's why the Gemara had to resort to the halacha of Kavanah Nidrosa. And the Gemara couldn't say it because he had no aveira. It was not there. Bishaito, it was not the Gazaris, because that was the Ahoyim of this. So on what is it based? So it's based upon the halacha. He says, So there's Nabokov makes a mistake. But as long as there's Nabokov makes a mistake and passes that way, even if you say on the right, it's left. It's a mistake. So there's the halacha. So the question is, so why does Mishnah have to say that here there's the Shachir Mita? And then this and realize that when you say it, you have to bring it. Tahar and Rashi. No Aveira. Because after all, Nietzsche's name. So the answer is true. There is Aloha after Nietzsche's name. The best Aloha. In other words, right or wrong, the Aloha best Aloha is out to be right. But the Amethom of moving, if the same was not going to, never ultimately reverses the judgment. But if the same is not going to, that asking how Nietzsche's name later on reverses the judgment, so then the Afreya, it's the battle of the Roye, and it is my son. But if another person reverses the judgment, so it's only the battle of the Roye in connection with future obligations. But beside the respect to the past obligations, so the Roye is not born, so it's there. So that's the chapter about the Berkman. In other words, there is Halacha of the Roye by someone who is a Mukhe. So if he passes, even if he made a mistake, but the mistake was grounded in sincerity, so Melee, after he means he was made, so that's why he remains for them. Mashosos, but then he rests. So let him, if he's a king, let him lead it tomorrow. Because the psak was, the answer is since the same person realizes now that they made a mistake, so they are reversing the judgment. So it's the battle. But because you cannot let a Jew do his own. So that's in respect to eating it. But in respect to the Shiloh Nono Havele, he's not prepared to reverse the judgment. So it remains for him. There's a shout in our house. I'm sorry that I don't have any point to interrupt you.
Shir Hay in Sanhedrin by the Shiva Yud Adara, Aleph Hay Tov Shem Mem Dal, March 14, 1984, on Wednesday.
It turned out that he made a mistake about it, and he was done. So what Shaykh the same as also, just because he made a mistake and he said it's story, you cannot be lucky. You cannot be lucky to give it when the Prophet Shmuel is guarded and it's done. Today, he must also a man shall. Because it's mixed with the mail. So there is a certain loss. Now, so he says that also does not mean that the Psalm remains intact. But it means if he already was the other. So then, he has to be shown the basis. So that means the Ram doesn't like this, the Taz Kitzis.
Why?
Because according to this list, so the same expression, Mashiach, has one meaning in respect to Tiryas Atoya, and has another meaning in respect to Tiryas Atoya. In respect to Tiryas Atoya, Mashiach also means that the Psalmin cannot be reversed. In respect to Tiryas Atoya, it means if it was already in Israel, so then Shalom is. But how is it that the same expression has one meaning in one case and another meaning in another case? So that I'm mentioning the name of Rabbi, that Mashiach also in the case of Tiryas Atoya has managed the same meaning as it has in the case of Tiryas Atoya. In other words, just as in the case of Tiryas Atoya, so we say, even though we made a mistake, but it became a Tiryas Atoya anyway, on the basis of his psalm. So in the case of Tiryas Atoya, insofar as the liability of the guy is concerned, so it's also, it became already a Tiryas Atoya. Just as we say in the case of Tiryas Atoya, that became a Tiryas Atoya, even though it was a mistake, so in the case of Tiryas Atoya, as far as the liability of the dying is concerned, so it's not hired because he became a different idea. But whether he's allowed it can, now he's allowed to eat it, even though Kabishmai is dying its stomach. So then we say, no, he's not allowed to eat it. Because as far as doing his soul is concerned, so he has to be healthy, he has to correct his abortion. Only in respect to his head, but in respect to the liability of the diet, so he doesn't have to reverse the job. But it means him. Now, what's the shot? So, I mentioned the Gula Sari.
Which one?
More on the more human. Yeah. All right. I'm mentioning it again because I didn't finish the whole thing. It's a very important thing. It deals with the Yisaydes of Yehoi. Omer Abeleza, Tafpe Yomdal. Hoichel Chilev Bismarze, Zor Shiyichti Vishir, Shemo Yovin Beznachir, Viyav Vishir. So if somebody asks each Chilev Bismarze, Zor Shiyichti Vishir, Shemo Yovin Beznachir, Viyav Vishir. Ma Yav Vishir? He named him Chayde Korma, as I is gotten that the future best might decide that even if he doesn't have a chotzibet, the present best, the contemporary best in fastness, that one is a higher if it's Kazai is bringing a chotzibet, but maybe if you, and he ate a third of the bacon, a fourth of the bacon, so he has to write it down, because maybe the future best will pass with the fourth of the bacon, so it's all set alight. It's all set alight. So, Ilaime, the Mechai Bukoma has always spoken, so how can the Mechuyah be in the future person? Will pass him that he fought on the bench of his own sacrifice. He still wouldn't have to bring him call. Asher, he says, son of Mishgol of Moshe, Asher, be the Yosei in the call now, he goes, say, Lui, Shav, be the Yosei in the call now, he goes. So, here, even somebody reminded him, listen, don't teach that prayer, because you'll be hired. So, but if you knew but at that time, don't. So in Mele, so if he would he didn't have to come at ice hockey. So, but at that time, he thought that Kazayis is only hot bait and he ain't going for it. So, if somebody had said to him, "You'll be high markets," so he would answer him, "No, I wouldn't be high markets. I wouldn't think of this lab because it's only important because of the evator. And the lab applies only to heavy bait." So he wouldn't have deterred from the Marisabir, even if he was reminded. So he's not showing Yosef. If he knew now, let's say, the shaving kids hair, he doesn't have to bring it home. Because even if he had been reminded, this is Heller, true, he thought it was true. But even if he had been reminded it's Heller, he would have continued to eat it. Because he's a Mumma. Here too, he's not a Mumma. But according to the Allah in those days, he thought the Kazayis was not involved in the violation of the law of Heller. So later, even if he had been reminded that it is Heller, he would say, "It's all right. I'm eating only for the Kazayis." So why should he mark down in his notebook that he ate a fourth of the Kazayis, even if the future Bezdin will pass and reverse the judgment, the halachah of the Pez Bezdin, that you hired him for a fourth of the Kazayis, but he wouldn't have to bring the call because he's an Isha Miliyosa.
But he would, yes. He wouldn't eat it because of Chatzishir Asim Latar.
Yeah, oh, that's the question. Chatzishir Asim Latar. But the answer is, even first of all, it's a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish, where the Chatzis Shir is also material. The Shlokish is maybe the Kashis, according to Shlokish, someone says that. But even according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Chatzis Shir is also material, but it means it doesn't involve it. The Rambam is that the Rambam passes, if somebody takes the Shlokish, Sheikh or Chatzis Kazai, it's in the Yore, so the Shlokish is hard. Why? But the Mitzvah should be Shlosho, because this is not in Yisra'am before. Even if it involved the same Mitzvah, except there is no English, so it should be Shlosho. So we see that not only there is no Malkus, the love doesn't apply to the Chatzishir, but there is a new Yisra'am that we learn out from Kol Chelev, and that's a new Yisra'am. So, and Allah of Mitzvah Baruch Mitzvah Shlosho, applies only to Nisar that is in Jewish Torah, not to Nisar that is not in Jewish Torah. So really, insofar as the love of Chayor, we say Chayor, is concerned. So he wouldn't refrain from it. He would refrain because we live from Nisar, but not on the basis of this love. So how can he bring it home? How can he bring it home for the violation of that love? Oh, even in the high part that I spoke with, but can I show you the seven which God of Roshi? I show you the Yosin in the Paul Major Gossi. No, you show me the Yosin in the Paul Major Gossi. Ello in the high part of the Ike Kazai is God. So the reason is why he has to mark down if he ate the Kazai. He hot it. So in Mele, he should mark it down. Why? That he decides. He should mark down his notebook, I ate only a Chotzi Beitzah of Chayor. Maybe the future Bezdin. The future Bezdin. So we will decide that you have to eat a very big Kazayis, a Hovert, a Chotzi Beitzah is not enough. So because of that, he has to mark it. But anyway, insofar as the possibility that the future Bezdin will decide that the fourth of a Beitzah, he's higher, so he wouldn't have to mark down. Because even in the future Bezdin will decide what is higher for Kazayis Chotzi, he wouldn't be mechuyev to bring it home. Why not? Because he wouldn't be shot in Yosef. So it goes higher as a kashe. I repeat. things, some of the things I said at that time, because it's a very important issue. And last week I didn't finish it. Oh, here the faith of Yahweh prevails. So the Lord mentions Machlokes between Rav and Rav. Who is the best in Shachir of Yita? It's how is the Chir of Yishim? How is the Chir of Yishim? Be afraid. Rav and of course, I will be in the Machat. Suppose there's in Passit. The Chir of Yishim. But then a certain Jew. Maybe said he thought he would have a piece of Chir of the Yishim. So the question is he highly called or not? If he did a copy of us, basically, then it's what? But he maybe had a different mistake. Now he thought it was Shimon. So maybe he didn't do it because of his reliance on the Yehoah's test. So maybe it's high. So Rabbi Mahfot, Echem Bechai, Mitzvah, Mamorah, Basi, Sofat, Umum, we fast like a Echem Bechai. So how can we come say hi? Rapshim, we see Moshe Rapshim. Harim, Hashem, Senem, Mishgol, Bosh, Oyehida. Hashem, Midiosim, Talmud, and Tosim. We shall meet us in Rosh Kosh. He said, we shall meet us. So how can we come say hi? But there is a halacha that when is one highly called for eating her, Mishagim, only the circumstances are of such character that had he been reminded of his mistake of his failures, he would have refrained from it. But here, in view of the fact that the best in fasting, you can eat chayyeh. So even if he had been reminded, he was laboring under his mistake. He thought it was shit. But even if somebody reminded him, one of the observers reminded him, listen, this is chayyeh, this is not chayyeh. He would say, so what? But don't you know the latest decision by Bez Nagoro? The Chayyur is Yudah. So he would not have refrained even if he had been informed, even if he had been advised of his mistake. So really, how can the Chayyur call? So why does Abiyachan say it's Chayyur call? So he told the Tarek, Amarach Poké, Somar Abiyachan, Kibun the Chayyur, Yabu, Yudah, Yudah, Hatha, Yudah, 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 True, if he had been advised the best Nagoro passed him, if he had been advised that this is fair, and he wouldn't be advised that best Nagoro ultimately would change his mind. So then he wouldn't have refrained from it. But suppose he would have been advised of everything. Number one, that this is fair, and number two, the same as Nagoro that was marked fair is destined to reverse itself. So then he would have written. So Mele is considered Chavmiyot. So of course Abiy is the Kashi, so why did he not say that if the future best passes that one's higher for the thought of the event, so he still wouldn't have to bring it home, because at the time when he ate the thought of the event, he thought that the force of the so does not constitute the shield. But suppose he would have been advised that the future person would reverse the judgment of this person, then he would have refrained on the basis of the law of prayer. The law of prayer, some merely should be considered something else. That was Abu. So what Abu says there is a difference. Here, the sentence Nabot that passed in the third is Mutea, so a divine reverse is judgment. So then it's a kalimafreya. It's a kalimafreya. The Mashayim came over there. When the same does not go, didn't reverse, didn't nullify its former decision. But the future best, not a best, reverses the decision, overrules the order of the previous best. So then it's only kind of hard. It's only kind of hard. So that means that even if he had been advised, let's say a half a year from now, so there will be a future person, and they will notify this error. They will say, that the thought of Bilas also constitutes Ishio Kazalis. So then he wouldn't have refrained at the time. He wouldn't have refrained because he'll say, all right, so what? So then the law will change. But until the future person decides that way, so I have to follow the way of the contemporary person. Now, here we are. Now, what's the shot in the verse I mean? Because the verse I mean that when another person overrules the way of the previous person, so then it only nullifies the previous Hoye become Habe, not in a Freyas, we couldn't say that. Because the Gemara says that the business is what? If the future person overrules the previous decision of the former person and decides that the fourth of the debate constitutes a sufficient shield to be higher, to be in the world, and to be higher Kores and Chatos, so then you wouldn't have to be called. Because of Shogun Yosef, why does the Gemara have to resolve Shogun Yosef? Assuming that when a future person not overrules a previous heroine, so then it only nullifies the heroine in Kal Hava. But but until that point, the deal of the Torah is in accordance with the previous decision. According to the previous decision, for a fourth of the debate, so there is no love for a hero this thing. So maybe the Abele, not the more amazing because of Shami Yosef, but the Abele is evil. So we have to say, so I mentioned, the Chaim says, that they are redone. There is sometimes something is back on your face. And sometimes something is nullified in Kabbalah. But then there is a third situation where it's Igal Mafreya in respect to the Kabbalahamdike obligations. But vis-a-vis past obligations, it's nothing. Now, what is that kind of situation where we have it? So Rav Chaim mentioned that in connection with Liyum of Iktano. Now, if Iktano gets married with the consent of a mother, let's say she has no father, she is a mother, so then the Dushna comes. But the Rabbono, the Dushna, since the Dushna only comes the Rabbono, so there is such a thing what we call today mother-in-law. No. Maybe that's the only moment that takes place of Yahweh. There's a time in the pushing world, pushing the Rabbanah. So there, she has to say, she has to make a declaration, no declaration in the presence of food, in the presence of food, in the presence of three. So if she makes it a no declaration in the presence of three, that in the later the plane, she doesn't even have to mention why she is not interested in that. She's not interested in her husband because she doesn't like his marriage. Just like that. She doesn't like it. So then the marriage is an all. You know. And the Rambam says,
oh.
Yud Aleph. פרק י"א מלכס גירש, הלכת זין, המאמרס אינו מגרשת ממנו, ודינו עם ביירו של מי אנו בוי, כי דינו עם מי שלא הקיץ שמיר, היא מותרת בקרבו, והוא מותר בקרב ישראל, ונתפוס לו נחם. ונראית, מי הוא מזה כל מאחרי? זה כאילו נורם. הדבור עושה גט, איזה קדיש, אז בקרל חב. But Mimun, it's considered as if she hadn't been married. So Mimun, let's say, now, when somebody marries a woman, so it becomes Osea in seven kribis. Her sister, her mother, I mean, seven kribis. Suppose someone marries a woman, then he divorces her. The next day he divorces her. He remains Osea, in the seven kribis. Even though he divorces her. Or let's say, if the wife dies, he's still not allowed, except after his ishtay, lacha misa sishtay is mutter. But lacha gerashim ishtay, he's also. Why? That's in case of gerashim. Because gerashim suspends, cancels the ishes, the marital relationship with her husband. Mashenkin, if she makes a declaration, in a race of training, then it's a come up there, so it's put up to himself. That's this one. This is one now. If they divide it with the Jewish and a lot of this out. Now let's see what the Rambam says in the period, he tests more facetious. Basam Yamenes, Harim Kish, period, he tests more facetious, a lot of it out. That's a man named it, a real Kishora Bonitz, the Yeish Homizetis. She has moved. So the question is raised. It's not the way the Rambam is here, Bimora. Because Bimora says, on one hand, that she is muta with herself, because it's not a mafaya. But, when one marries a woman, so it's not really a pshayla, a susa, a nosa. Now suppose he spent, let's say, in the course of the several years, that he was married to her, so he spent, let's say, $20,000 on his aides of his wife at the time. Then she knows, so we should say, that means she was a stranger to him. She was never his wife. So the aides that he gave her was given, it was to own to her. Because she was never his wife, like Bishikoris. Suppose somebody marries a woman, and then it turns out Bishikoris. So the wife, if she receives the mizeh, she has to return, she has to reform the repay. So you have to, no, it's not what it is, no. The mizeh is, she doesn't have to be. So the cash is raised, and before she manifests, if she returns the repay, say, oh, because it's a malfaya, so she should be obligated to reform the mizeh that she got. And if she is not obligated to reform the mizeh, that means it's not a malfaya. So, why is she married for this time? So, Chaim says that Mion is even Mafreya, but it's not like, let's say, a Chocham is Eker Levan, Mikor. A Chocham is Eker Levan, Mikor, so it is null and void, admission. As if the Nether had never taken place, because it becomes like choice. Once the Chocham or the Mion gate is a Mafreya. Mashenkin here, when he's saying, it's a normal mafia, it doesn't mean it knows it ab initio, as if a marriage never had taken place. The marriage did take place, but vis-a-vis all the kamehav obligations, so it's considered as if she had never been married. Now let's say, she wants to know whether she can marry the craving of the husband. The husband wants to know whether she can marry, he can marry the cravings. Sister, the mother, I mean, of his former wife. So, it's a relevant question, but it's relevant to kind of have whether he's allowed to marry now. He has a habit. He's not going to marry. Yeah, this is fair. So it's kind of habit. So it's in relationship to we kind of have obligations. We kind of have problems. So these are being kind of have problems. It's considered as if she had never been married. But vis-a-vis the past obligations, It's not considered a sikhshi, you have no dina. So in respect to the question as to whether he is allowed to marry a sister or mother or not, that's a kind of habo question. So relative to the kind of habo problems, it's considered that she had never been married. But if she calls him to, if he calls her to the Torah, and he claims that in Torah she should refund the $20,000 illness that she had received. So that's in respect to a past obligation. So, as relative to the past obligation, she said, at that time she was married. So, relative to past problems, it's not a mafreya. It's only a mafreya relative it's only a mafreya relative to the kind of haba mafreya. As a matter of fact, this is what the time says. So that's why he's muta b'kei himself and she is muta b'kei himself, because that's in respect to the kind of haba relation. But she doesn't have to return to him, to restore to him the mezuzah, because that's in regard to a past obligation. So, relative to the past obligations, so we say, she was married at that time. Now we take care of the marriage in respect to all the kind of habit problems. As a matter of fact, there is something similar to that kind of concept. The kind of nature. The more in Yosef, I don't want to go into that, the more that it's very complicated. The more in Yosef, that the power of this is shining, that the vow make our care, or vow make us wise. A vow can be made to the daughter of his wife, to the nephesh, or when she be named, you know. So, is he make our care? Is he come up for ya? Or the only kind of harm, Megas guys. Now the common pastors, Megas guys. Now, so Megas Shane explained it more. If we say Megas guys, so then it's analogous to Chochem. Just as Chochem is in the month of Yah. So the Baal is also in the month of Yah. Some Shane will go over the Sukhi like a Holy Mosaic. Some Shane say that even if we say Megas guys, it's not analogous to Chochem. Because Chochem, it becomes joyous, as if he had never existed. But the Baal cannot convert it into choice. Chochem is the Pesach, Karote. So then the Chochem passes, this never was taken into his mistake. Even though at the outset there was no mistake, but through the Chochem it becomes the never victorious, so it becomes null and void admission, as if he had never taken it. Mashiach in the vow can only be matched. So even if we say Megel Akar, so it means that relative to all future problems, it's considered as if she hadn't taken. But relative to the past problems, so then she it is not considered revolting. You'll see that summation. So again, we have this kind of situation. So we have to say that when the Buddha Sabi says, that there is a difference between the case in Sakasaria's case, where the same verse reverses itself, that is different from Afaya, and the Sugye in Yunga Pei, where a future person overrules the decision, the Oye of the previous. So there is Kala. So it doesn't mean Kala Habu Mamish Kala. Because if it means the Kala Habu Mamish, and until the overruling takes place by the future person, so the Dina Torah is completely in accordance with the decision of the previous person, so why would we not have to have recourse to the Aloha Chomun Yosef? No, I should say, he doesn't have a recall, because at the time when he had the Hilal, so the Kazayin spoken did not involve the law of fulfillment. But, no, there it means that relative to all future problems, so it is considered a mafreya. But relative to past obligations, so it's not considered to be any old Mimakaya. So no, I couldn't say because there was no Maisavia. At the time of the Maisavia, so it was, the Aloha was still that the Kazai Spoki did not involve the love of the Kohen of Israel. But in respect to the obligation of bringing Kohen now, that's a future obligation. So we say that it's an old affair. So Mele is not considered child medios. But the more you can say on the basis of the fact that there was no Maisavir. In Maisavir he was in there. He did anyway, because in respect to the question as to whether Bishaite in the past, he was also on the score of the love of Elohim's Chil to meet because I spoke no out. So the Halacha was at that time that it was into it. So the Halacha was that it was us. It was us. So Mele, Matthias says, Vashor Sosu, Vishalon Beis, not Jesus, but the Rabban, they say that it means he should be. Now, I just have to mention the Yom HaRizor. Last time I didn't mention it. It's very important. Because it's just a group of the Machlekes Hashem in HaRizor Adazai. Dar Yom HaRizor HaRizor Adazai from Galo said as follows. HaMishal L'Chochom B'Timei L'Yishal L'Chochom B'Itai Bechokham Biosa would Yisha would Chokham Biyat. It's not words. In Chokham Bashoy Lehati or Mashkabeos. Suppose somebody asks the Shaila, one of the Yasas, and the Yasas. So then, and he asks another one, the same Shaila, even though the other one is convinced. That is with that. That the first Chochem needs to say, he's not allowed. Never. I mean, this is one of the things we need the Chicago people to have a habit of being able, of being wrong. So, the Chicago person will ask the Shire, and then if he gets a habit, okay, fine, whatever. But if he doesn't get a habit, so, oh, this one, that one, until we find the wrong, and the other one, it will be matter. And they don't tell the Rabbani, I mean, that they already asked somebody else. So because of that, when somebody calls me up, yes, especially if somebody's in Chicago, so first I have to make sure that no other one was asked, because they have such a habit. They'll keep on calling you, maybe 10 of them, until they will not be satisfied, until they get excited. But it's all sad. It's all sad. And then, when somebody got excited, listen, and then ask the same child of another world, even if he requires from the Mitchell Parishman to go to that door, so he similarly, he even sees the election and respect for the Mitchell Parishman, because the Mitchell Parishman is a tzaddik in the world, and because it occurred to his mind, how could a Jew, I mean, do such a terrible thing, I mean, when the world asked it, that he will ask him the child and not tell him that he served him up, so immediately he's not sure. The Mishnah punishment. It's a terrible thing to do that, but in Chicago they have a habit, they have a chazor to do that. Anyway, so there's a Lisa. Hamisha lechochom v'yosea, so Hamisha lechochom v'timei, Hamisha lechochom v'itaya. Lechochom v'osa, Hamisha lechochom v'yak. Yak. What's the reason? So Rashi, in the middle of that hope, says that it's in the Kriyosh Chochom. The Rashbo says, it's not Rashbo, the Rosh, they say, it's not the Kriyosh HaKohen, but it's because once Chochem Aser, he became a Chochem Nisot. In other words, so the Pshat of the Rosh in Rashbo is like the Halochem of Mashosos. What does Mashosos mean? That he, you know, the dying finds out. If you make a mistake, he finds out. So he finds out he made a mistake, but once he passed me, that his high observance come. And as we said, in the first years he becomes in the Holy Mitzvah, vis-a-vis Nesis Madiach, So here the Sanhedrin finds out the women say they are not reversing the former decision. How can we execute a person who is innocent? The answer is he's not innocent. As long as sincerely the Sanhedrin felt that he was highly innocent, even though Rabbi Ishmael is dying of women say, as long as it was sincere, so melee he becomes the Holy Innocent through the money. But there is a special law that is in our. So that special field of overruling the former Mardin doesn't apply to Mrs. Mardin. But the, basically, the Mardin is the higher the immediate it is grounded in the same. So this is what Rashbon the Horse said. What Rashbon the Horse said, that the reason is why another Chochem is not allowed to be Matia. We love you because of Chochem. It's not a question of Chochem. Because if you're making a king of Chochem Yisrael, but he made a mistake, even if he made a mistake, since he asked it, that this Chochem is Osea, so these are be him, the Chochem remains Osea. Now, takes the sense here. Oh, Taisa says here in Arizona by Vidaki Osa, in Havoy Ben Rashoilah, Abon Hitia, Havil Rashoilah. So when we say that Havil is not allowed to overrule the Yoye of the previous Kohen, if Havil was Osa, so Havil Rashoilah, let's hold it. Previous Chochem was part of something, and then another Chochem is convinced, there's lies, that the previous Chochem made a mistake, then he's allowed us. Now, if we say that the reason is why Chochem shows and Kabul or Shahat is because of COVID, so we understand, because of COVID, Chochem they're not going to allow Jews to behave like this. But if we say that the time is not because of COVID, because it becomes a different sword. So again, takes a shit is that even if it's based upon the fact it becomes a different sword, so it can become a different sword, even though Rav Ishmael is dying, it's a different thing on the basis of the boy. But that something that Rav Ishmael is dying is a different sword should become a different thing because of the boy, that we don't. This is the Rosh Nagrizore is free. And he mentions the Raya from Yerushalm. He says also mentioned that Yerushalm, but Jesus says, Nadabshak in Yerushalm, the Rosh, and that's it, Nagrizore, he says, not only Chochom Shosan and Chabir Rashoy Rahati, but Chochom Shihitia in Chabir Rashoy Rahati. If he's holy, holy, of course, it's not. If somebody passed him, so he's not holy, holy, but if he has a lot of chutz when he passed the child, so of course he doesn't come to the idea. But if he's a burden in his soul, so that he is holy to pass him all child, so he's not holy. So then he becomes a terrible. Now let's look at the Rosh. He mentioned the Shita cases, but then he says, we knew the Yerushalmi, Omar, Chochom, this paragraph base in the first period of his own. We knew the Yerushalmi, Omar, Chochom, Shetiyah, in Chavir, Rashi, Muhammad, Hitiyah, in Chavir, Rashi, Rasi. So Jesus mentions in Yerushalmi and mentions another Pshat. He told you, Kmeh, Shet, Chochom, Yerushalmi, Omar, Chochom, Shetiyah, tell him, Shemekha, Chavir, Rashi. Chochom, Shetiyah, Rashi. So the Rosh says that Alochim is in Chochom Shihitia, in Chabir, Rashoy, Rasiya, there is such a deal. But there is one deal. Chochom Shosa in Chabir, Rashoy, Rahatiya. So immediately, as the Chochom, who is holy, holy, past, and green, Seah, so in Chabir, Rashoy, Rasiya. Und so kommen sie mit hier. Und in der Psaq, wo sie wollen, in der Skabe. Bei der Schee. But if the Schee has not as yet acted, so then another person is right to call up the Schee and tell him, listen, don't rely on the Psaq of that one. He's making a mistake. And that's allowed to do it. Oh, but if he has already acted in the lines of the Psaq, then we say it becomes a different thing. What kind of thing is it? So apparently, it's the same thing as if we mentions the mentions the Sosim Kadola Shatibu Chlomi Smeir, Akhleim Mokhal, Minshu Smeir, Val Smeir Shirin. So the Ramban in Sifa Mitzvahs says that that means that we are required to comply with the oil of Bez Nagogu, even if somebody knows that Bez Nagogu is that's the Ratzin Hashem. We saw some of our doors at Yiddish Hashem. So that's only in the house of Bez Nagogu. But here we're talking an ordinary Chochem, not a Yoke. So is there such a thing that if a Chochem does this and you make a mistake, so that means it's no Maizabera, or she can, as long as Sheol already acted in the violence upon the Psaq, so relative to that particular Chichet, so there is something similar up to Smilchim, but there is one difference. Now the first thing which one Tashbaz, really, mentioned in respect to Bez Nagogu, so if Bez Nagogu passed through the Chilat is Mitter, so Chilat is Mitter. Even though Bez Nagogu passed through in respect to Chilat, so one can meet another Chilat also in respect to a Psaq given by an individual Chochem, so only in respect to that Chachich, but not in respect to any other Chachich. Now the Ritva says, only, he says, even in the case of Chochem Shosa in Chavir Asher Hatir, so it's only in respect to this Hatir. And the Ritva, that's the Ritva in Rizor, the Ritva in Chul, and the Ritva in Bome says, in respect to the price in Chul, the Ritva in Chul, Bome. So there is a price that, or he said, the Chul and the Shama, the Chul and the Sila, so he said, the Chul and the Sila, he pulled the shaman, pulled the seal, so it's a wash. And what? El. Oi, pull it to the seal, oi, pull it to the shaman. So then the Gemara says that's before the Pascha. After the Pascha, so the person doesn't have a choice. After the Pascha, because the Pascha and the prayer, then I walk it on the seal. Walk it on the seal. But prior to the Pascha, so, if somebody wanted to act like Shama in the tradition, so the Ritva says, you know, the Gemara's, what is the Ritva? Now, Shama is saying that Tzora Sabas is the Tzora. And the Sila say, Tzora Sabas, the Tzora is the first Mishnah in the Gemara's. So, Mishnah's the Moshe, the Ritva, so the Sila, the Tzora, so the Sila. No, no, let's take an example. Rubin and Osher are brothers. Osher has a daughter, his name is Tzora. Suppose Ruben married the Basov, so Basov is allowed to marry a niece, so he married the daughter of his brother Osher, and then he had another wife, Leah. So he had two wives, one wife is Sorat, and the other wife is Leah. Then Osher died. So the seals say that then Rubin died. So the seals say that not only Osher is not allowed to be Yad, his only daughter Sora. First now she's the other one. And the mitzvah people is not there for a racist change of policy. But even the other one, who is a stranger to him, so he cannot be Yavin Harina and to be a Mishisach, because, and now go part of the Tzoros, that's what the Sila says. And da war ich dann sehr und ich habe mal gesehen, der Zoll ist ein Passiv mit der Hand. So, if moving dies, so then of course, Osher cannot marry, he's the Zorach, but the other wife, hey, he can marry, he has to marry. So, prior to the Paschal, if Solovitra says, prior to the Paschal, if somebody has a woman to have a child, if Osher has a woman to have a child, when the father Rubin died, and he had two wives, Zorach and Lehi, can I marry, can I be Miyab, Lehi? And the Kochan of the Chacham Mishama said, yes, you can marry Lehi. So then he can marry Lehi. But suppose the Kochan passed him in respect to one Chatech. Then, let's say a week later, a similar situation happens. Shimon also has Yitzhara Samos. Not the case. And no one asked the Chacham Mishama. But he knows that his friend Rubin, so Rubin and Shimon are not brothers. So he got this psak from the Chacham Mishama. So he is not allowed, the Bible says, he is not allowed to marry the son. Why? Because the door, ask for it. He knows it's a machloket in Shem Yisrael, so it's a sweet in the eyes of the people. How can he rely on what? Well, it's a sweet in the eyes. So the question is, so why was Rubin, why is Osher allowed to marry? Why is Osher allowed to marry? Elayah, why? Because there is a lochet, a plurimu chal, mutual smilbos plurim. But that aloche applies only to the Zagot. So the Zagot will apply and becomes a lawyer for all chachas. But in other chachas, it doesn't become a lawyer for all chachas. But for that particular chatiche, there is a din of Afilim Luchal Minshu Smeir Val Smeir Chirin. So this is the pshat in Harav Adonit in Harav. That is, Tehra Satomi, it's like Shikis Arosh, that it can become even if it was matter. So that particular chatich becomes a chatichah betere. But there are going to unsay in view of the fact that he realizes he makes a mistake. So to be shaitin, it was the halacha was like that. But since the Kochen realized he made a mistake, he's mechuyeh, behavior, and to overrule his decision. But when he overrules the decision, so then it's only with the other Kochen overrules the decision, so in respect to Muhammad Kishayres, it only nullifies the previous lawyer, it can't happen. So here, once the Chochem realizes he made a mistake, so he's behooved to tell the Shea, listen, I made a mistake, and he has to overrule. And once he overrules the previous decision, so then he cannot rely on it, he cannot hear it. This is, but as far as the question of liability is concerned, so he's not the Chuyev Tovo, he's only the Chuyev Tovo more than in respect to the Shaila of Isabeta, but in respect to the Shaila of Chaveli, whether it's higher or not higher, he's not the Chuyev Tovo. So Mele, he remains for them, the dying remains for the Katarabha. Now, but there is a Aloche of Chitabatea in respect to that Katarabha. Now there is in the modern Yvonis. Now where is the modern Yvonis? Where is the modern Yvonis?
Thank you.
more we want is back on the days. Has a mahalik, has a mishik mahalik. Omar Zirat, after the reading about the fourth one, Omar Zirat, lesser mas isi, tamid medrosha, he will bez mishishok hachamot, with the same zorcho, in zu yoroi ala toiz, the ramach no ma yoroi, we pass my zirat. He goes bez mishishok hachamot, if you're allowed to do lochem, because it's already night time. Then he tells us that they made a mistake, just to make a mistake in tears. It wasn't Jagaham. They made a mistake, it was a cloudy day, so they thought that the sun had set. But then it turned out that wasn't us. So that's not considered by the because that's the only difference. And the Rambam passes by the Zirat, all the Rishonim pass by the Zirat. The Yudalot of the Zirat is Haloche Gimu. He will best in Shiyotza HaShabbos, in Shiyotzkasis HaChamo, the Gimu Shishok HaChamo, Hakar Zorcho, in Zuri Oya Letoiz. בכל שעושה מלוך החיים, אבל בזני טוב. וחיינו מתירו בזני שישיש עם נוסק, ושמידו בפניהם שמייס ביילו, והקר בו ביילו, אם זה רוי על אותו יס, ואישו בא לאחר כיום חדוס. אז הוא קוסט. So the Mishnah Melech, this is the question. This Gemara goes according to Mandoma that Yochit Shosa Bihuaz Bezni is Potter of the Kof. There's a quickest tanoi. As to whether Yochit Shosa Bihuaz Bezni is Chayri Kofona, let's say, not Bezna, but an ordinary Bezni, Chochem, Paskint, to a certain Yochit, to a certain Chayri, his Mutabachir, and he ate it. And then it turned out that he made a mistake. So, whether he's Chayri or he's not Chayri. So, according to Mandora, Yochit Shosa Bihuaz Bezni, is Chayev, Yochit Shosa Bihuaz Bezni, is Potea, so then we understand Zira's deal. Only if there was a Roy, but if there was a Toyas Nimitzias, a Paskin, you're allowed to do Melocha because the Bezni thought, the Chochem thought, the son had said, and then it turned out that he made an ordinary mistake, it was a cloudy day, so he is Chayev Kop. But the Rambam Paskin, like the Mandoma, that Yochit Shosa Bihuaz Bezni is Chayev, so, why does he mention this halacha? It doesn't make any difference. That's the Mishnah Laskash. But I think that the reason, since there is halacha of in respect to the chaticha in question, so we say it becomes, if the chochem passes, that becomes a chaticha de tere, it becomes a chaticha de tere. Some mele, even if a yochid that got a psak from an ordinary bezdin that is only a roye, so it is muta. But the reason is why the Rambam passed in Tiochim Shosa Bihuaz Bezdin is higher, because there the Rambam has referenced the case where the same bezdin that passed in the Tchelem is muta realized this mistake, and it overruled the previous psak, as the Gur Hashari says. So when the same bezdin overrules then he takes on Mafreya. Some melee, he's highly called. But Adam Andama says he still has a din of bonus. But the Rambam Paskins, he doesn't have a din of bonus. Mashain came if the same Bezdin who passed through his muta never reverses himself. But then other Chachamim found out that he made that mistake, so then he doesn't have to bring a call. But in the case where there was a Toyas and Mitzias, he has to bring a call. Oh, kind of, you caught me.